You are tuned in to Awaken Radio with Connie Chapman. To listen to more episodes, go to conniechapman.com or subscribe on iTunes. Hey everyone, and welcome into this episode today. I am excited to be here with you, and I'm really looking forward to bringing you this conversation today because I'm going to be mixing things up a little bit on the podcast and bringing through a different style of episode. So my episodes typically are quite long and quite in-depth, and I bring you a lot of steps and a lot of different principles around particular topics. And what I'm starting to feel to do is just bring through more shorter, more potent episodes that allow me to just sort of riff with you on a particular topic and dive deep, but still keep the episode short enough that it's easy for you to work through, it's easy for you to digest, and ideally easy for me to publish more regularly as well. I'd love to be bringing you more consistent and regular episodes, and the easiest way for me to do that is to make the episodes a little shorter and a little more specific and potent, and then I can bring them to you more regularly on a whole range of different topics. And I have a lot of different topics swirling around as ideas of things I'd love to talk to you about. So that's the intention. That's the new feeling I'm having. And, you know, some of my episodes may still be longer, but I'd love to be bringing you some of these shorter ones as well. So the topic we're diving into today is about working through our feelings and our emotions. And I've called this episode, Your Feelings Need to Be Felt, Not Fixed. And I wanted to speak on this because this is such a common thing that I see in the women that I work with, that when there is an uncomfortable feeling or emotion that comes up, or a wound or a trigger, or a sensation or something that's happening in the body, right? Even if it's like illness or pain or fatigue, the various things we can experience, there's often this mentality of like, how do I fix this? How do I make this go away? How do I get rid of this? And so we learn all these different tools and practices, whether it's embodiment or somatics or emotional alchemy or nervous system regulation, whatever it is, and we use those tools and practices as a way to try to get rid of what we're feeling or move ourselves into a better feeling space. And I get it, it makes sense. But what this can do is it can leave us in this fixing mentality where we're constantly looking at these things that come up inside of us as a problem, as something to eradicate, as something bad, as something that we don't want, and it actually causes us to be in a constant state of resistance to what's happening in our body. And that's not the space that we want to be in if we truly want to heal and alchemize and process the things that come up and really be in connection with our body and our feminine energy. And so rather than approaching the things that come up for you from this place of like, how do I fix this? I'd love to invite you to instead be with the question, how can I learn to feel this more deeply? How can I open to this? How can I expand my capacity to feel this? How can I hold myself through this? How can I meet this more deeply? How can I expand my ability to be in my body and stay present to the various things that come up for me? How can I learn to be in acceptance rather than judgment of the various things that I'm feeling? And so all of these things that come up inside our bodies, our emotions, our feelings, sensations, discomfort, triggers, wounds, like I said, physical things around our physical well-being, even like our period, our menstrual cycle, our bleed, all the various things. This is your feminine. This is your ever-changing feminine experience. And so your relationship to your body, to your feelings, your emotions, your discomfort, your pain, whatever it is, will show you your relationship to your feminine. And that's why working with the felt sense and our feelings and emotions and our body is such a key part of the work of reclaiming our feminine energy. And it's a big part of what I teach and support women with. So this is just interesting to think about. Like, are you in constant resistance to what you feel? Are you always fighting against what's happening in your body? Or are you opening and welcoming and allowing and loving and meeting what is rising, even if it's uncomfortable? You know, and this is the practice of emotional alchemy that I teach, which is really learning how to meet and feel and open to the various feelings and emotions and sensations that come up in our body. And when we do that, when we can truly open to what's there without trying to fix it and get rid of it or judging it and making it wrong, but actually open and allow it and truly feel it, this allows the energy to begin to move and transmute and alchemize and be processed inside of us. And what this practice does is it takes us out of the masculine mind and into the feminine heart. Because this approach of fixing, trying to fix something that's going on inside of us is very much a masculine mindset. The masculine within all of us loves to solve problems. And so what it does, this part of us, is it sees our feminine experience as a problem to be solved, as something inconvenient to be fixed. But when we're in the feminine heart, that's not the experience at all. The feminine heart just opens and welcomes. And unless our heart is open, we cannot alchemize. We can't alchemize without openness and without an open heart, without a connection to our heart. We don't alchemize our emotions from our head. And so I see this so much with women that I work with. I work with a lot of very intelligent, articulate women, self-aware women, women who have perhaps done quite a lot of therapy or psychology or talk therapy, And they have a lot of awareness of what they're feeling. And they can often explain to me very, very well what they're feeling. And they can analyze what they're feeling, and they can talk me through their childhood wounding and their patterning and everything. But this is a very surface level awareness of feeling. There's a big difference between talking about what you're feeling and actually knowing how to be in the body and feel it. And so this is why a lot of women come to my work, is because they've done a lot of the talk stuff. And now they're like, I want to get into my body. I want to learn how to feel. I want to do the deeper work. This is where we really reprogram things, right? Through the body, not just through cultivating more awareness and becoming more articulate at explaining our emotions and feelings and wounds and talking about them. So a lot of the women that I see who come to work in my spaces, they're, you know, very aware of their feelings, but they're not feeling them. They can also, I do see women even having a real disconnection from their feelings and felt sense and actually not even being able to articulate it. That's another situation I see as well. But I see a lot women very much in the story of what they're feeling, but not in the sensation of what they're feeling. And there's a huge difference. It's a huge difference between being in the story, which is all of the thoughts around why you feel the way you're feeling, versus actually feeling what's there. When you're in the sensation, there's not a lot of thought. I see women who are very good at analyzing what they're feeling, but not feeling. I see women who, like I said at the start, approach anything that feels uncomfortable as a problem to be fixed and solved and eradicated. Or I see women who are really in this mentality still of feeling that they need to be high vibe and positive all the time. So they try to mindset work their way to better feeling thoughts, right? I'll just think more positive and then I will escape and avoid what I'm feeling in my body and just throw all these tools at it, right? But all of this that is going on, what this is showing you is your relationship to the feminine. It's showing you your relationship to your own feminine energy and your feminine experience. Are you constantly trying to control and fix and manage and get rid of the various aspects of your feminine experience, whether it's your emotions, your intuition, your intuitive feelings, your needs, maybe it's your period, your menstrual cycle. I see that a lot. Is it your wounding? Is it what's happening in your physical body? Are you constantly trying to control, fix, manage, eradicate these different parts of your feminine experience? This is showing you where you are in resistance to your feminine, where you are in resistance to the feminine experience. I remember I just ran a module in Divine Femme on our menstrual cycle. And I had this beautiful woman say, after listening to this module in this masterclass, Connie, I'm going off birth control. I no longer want to try to eradicate my period and control my cycle. I want to feel it. I want to experience it. I want to know it. I want to be with it. And that was just so powerful to see. This is one of the many areas that we are constantly trying to control our feminine experience. So what's often happening is we feel our emotions or triggers or things that come up and we just say, I want to make this go away. And this is this masculine mentality, like I was saying, and this is showing you the relationship between your own inner masculine and feminine energy. If every time there's a pain, a discomfort, an emotion, a trigger, a wound, an insecurity, you know, something comes up for you, does that part of your mind come in and say, I don't like this. This is bad. I want to get rid of this. How do we solve this? How do we fix this problem? How do we make this go away? Right? And if you're doing that inside yourself, it's highly likely that the masculine in your life will be doing the same thing to you. So you may have partners who can't hold your feminine, who say it's too much, too difficult, you know, is always trying to fix you and solve your problems and can't hold you in what you're feeling, right? So it always gets mirrored around us. But your feminine is not a problem to be fixed. She's not a problem in general. She is communicating to you. All of these things that come up in your body are communication. Yeah, every sensation, every emotion, every trigger, every wound, every pain, every discomfort, it's all communication. And when you can open to it and you can listen to it, you get the wisdom of your body, right? But so many of the ways we try to approach the things that come up inside of us keep us stuck in the mind and disconnected from the body. It keeps us in the masculine and disconnected from the feminine. It keeps us avoiding what we're feeling by thinking. When you are thinking about what you're feeling, you're actually avoiding what you're feeling. You might think you're feeling, right? When you're sitting there in the story, replaying it, analyzing it, picking it apart, you know, thinking about it over and over, that is actually a strategy of the mind to avoid feeling. And often the more frenetic and wild and intense your thoughts are, usually points to the level of intensity of emotion that's going on in your body that's actually asking you to feel it, right? The mind tends to calm down when we feel what's happening in the body. And so when you are in thinking and when you're in the story, you are not healing and alchemizing the energy. You're not shifting it. You want to be in the sensation, tracking it, meeting it, feeling it, sensing it, noticing how it's moving, noticing how it feels. This is the somatic approach to working through the things that come up inside of us. And so if we really want to learn how to process and alchemize and shift what we're feeling, yeah, we need to learn how to be in the body and not go into the mind to escape. Yeah, because when we're in the story, we're not feeling. And one of the key reasons that I see a lot of women struggle to feel, it's a really common thing. It's like a big area of work I support women with because it's incredibly common. And even the more you go on, there's still bigger and bigger things to feel that sometimes get harder and harder. And I still notice myself sometimes struggling to hold, you know, the depth of what I feel. But the reason a lot of women experience this is because, you know, their emotions and feelings weren't nurtured and held as children. And I hear this story over and over, particularly in Divine Femme and in the one-on-one women that I work with. They share with me that when they were children, their emotions, their sensitivity, their feelings, their needs were not welcomed, supported, heard, and held. They might have been taught their emotions were a weakness. They needed to be strong. They needed to hold it all together. They shouldn't be so sensitive. They may have felt that no one was there to hold them or listen to them in what they were feeling. They may have felt that their emotions were a burden or an inconvenience to the people around them. They may have not received any love or support for what they were feeling, so they learned how to suppress them. I hear these stories time and time again. It was my experience as a child as well. And this at a young age creates a deep disconnection from the body and from what you're feeling and from your feminine and from the energy that's moving inside of you moment to moment. And so this is one of the first things I work on in Divine Femme and often with my private clients is learning how to be in your body with what you're feeling, learning how to be with your felt sense and start to feel again. And sometimes people come to this work and they say to me, Connie, I'm doing the practices. I'm feeling, I'm going into my body, but it's not moving. It's not going away. And when I finish the practice, I don't feel any better. Very often, that's because you're in resistance. You're going into the practice resisting what you're feeling, not liking it, and trying to make it go away. When we are in that mentality, we're fighting against something that's actually truly happening in the present moment. Yeah? And all resistance is closure. It creates a closure. And we cannot alchemize or shift or move something when we're closed. And we cannot alchemize or shift or move something that we are in resistance to. So you have to notice if you're coming into any practice of feeling, are you judging already what you're feeling as bad, as something you want to shift, you want to move, you want to get rid of? Are you closed and contracted against it? That will prevent things moving because your energy is clamped down. The first step is to learn how to open, how to allow, how to accept, how to be with and meet what is there, to let it be fully okay that this sensation, emotion, trigger, pain is there. Letting it be completely okay that it's there, meeting it with love, meeting it with acceptance, which allows you to open to it. Bring breath to it, bring presence to it. Yeah, remind yourself that it is safe for you to feel. You can trust your body. You can open. You don't have to brace against everything. You can open to your feminine experience. You can learn how to start to feel again one step at a time. And you can move as slow or as fast as feels safe to you. Yeah? And so why do we feel? Why do we do this work? Because feeling is freedom. I want you to think about how much energy it takes to hold a beach ball underwater. If you had a giant beach ball and you were trying to hold that underwater, how much energy would that consume? A lot. That's how much energy it continually takes to hold down your emotions, to push down and stay in resistance to what you're feeling. But when you feel the energy starts to move inside of you, you get unblocked, you get unstuck. It creates inner space and lightness and room. You're able to gain the insight or the wisdom from the emotion. It allows you to liberate yourself from repeating that pain and that wound over and over and over. It allows you to live in your body. You don't have to keep escaping into your mind, and it allows you to reconnect with your feminine. So the way that I offer people to start, you know, meeting their emotions and their feelings is to start firstly with just opening to what is there. Don't go deep diving. Don't be like, I need to go and process all of these emotions I didn't feel my whole life. Like, that's too much. Start with the very top layer of what you can feel. Maybe all you can feel is tension. Maybe all you can feel is closure. Maybe all you can feel is resistance. Maybe all you can feel is agitation. Maybe all you can feel is your heart beating. You can't feel what is deeper until you can feel and meet that top layer. Your body's not going to open up something deeper if it can't even feel that you have capacity to meet that top layer. So start with what you can feel. Start with what is there, learning how to bring your awareness to it, breathe into it, tune into the sensation of it, be present to it, and see if you can open to it and welcome it and allow it to coexist with you. Yeah? So don't fear. A lot of women fear they're going to drown in their emotions, they're going to end up being emotional all the time, that their body's going to overwhelm them with emotion. Like I said, your body will not bring you something deeper until it can feel that you can hold that top layer. So the more that you just keep opening to what you can feel, you'll expand your capacity to hold these sensations, and then your body will be able to bring up more. And it will move at the pace. It will reveal things at the pace that you can hold them. So work slowly with yourself. Don't rush yourself. Don't push yourself. Just practice when you feel sensations, bringing your awareness to the sensation in your body. Get out of the story. Get out of the thinking. Get out of retelling yourself the same thing about why you feel the way you feel and what happened and what triggered you. And ask yourself, what is happening in my body right now? And get into that. Get into the physical sensation of what you can feel, where the emotion is, where the activation is. You know, you can use dance, stretching, movement, even walking to help you process and move emotional energy through your body. You can place your hand on the parts of your body where you're feeling things and just bring love and support to that as you bring your awareness to it and breathe into it and open to it. And the biggest thing is just to open. Start to learn and practice opening. Opening to the things that come up. Opening to what you feel. Letting it be there with you. No longer judging it or making it wrong. But opening your heart to it. Loving it, accepting it, and listening to it and feeling it. That is really how we begin the process. So if you would love deeper support, I do work a lot in my spaces on embodiment, emotional alchemy, obviously reconnecting with our feminine too. So we do all that work in Divine Femme, which is my 6-month group program. Divine Femme will be opening again soon for enrollments. So if you want to join the waitlist, go to conniechapman.com/divinefemme or go down to the show notes to get the link. And I also really intimately hold women through this in my one-on-one coaching as well. And that's where I can really hold you. And we can go very, very deep into the things that are coming up, and you can feel really safe and held. So if you're interested in one-on-one, email me, send me a DM on Instagram, just reach out to me privately and we can chat about that further. So thank you for being tuned in. I hope you enjoyed this episode, my love, and I look forward to talking to you again next time.